Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show. Toll-free, our number this Friday, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Pretty fascinating when Fannie Willis, in light of the ruling today, that even legal analysts on fake news stations are saying is pretty devastating to her. But listen to her in 2020 calling for the previous DA to be removed from office for doing exactly what she did. Listen.
You say, Miss Willis, Judge Willis, what law did he violate? A few, but let's try this on for size. OCGA 45115, extortion, subsection A. As used in this code section, the term extortion means an unlawful taking by a public law officer under color of his office from any person of any money or thing of value that is not due to him or more that is due to him. Any public officer shall be by himself, his deputy, or his agent, or other in person employed by him, be guilty of extortion in receiving other and greater fees than by law are allowed him, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor, and repeat this part for me, and shall be dismissed from office. Not maybe, shall be dismissed from office.
Then we've got Fannie Willis accusing, you might recall, her critics of playing the race card, which came out pretty early. Let me play that for you as well.
But dear God, are you listening? Why does Commissioner Thorne and so many others question my decision in the special counsel? Lord, your flawed, hard-headed, and imperfect child, I'm a little confused. I appointed three special counsel, as is my right to do, paid them all the same hourly rate. They only attacked one. I hired one white woman, a good personal friend, and great lawyer. A superstar, I tell you. I hired one white man, brilliant, my friend, and a great lawyer. And I hired one black man, another superstar, a great friend, and a great lawyer. Oh Lord, they gonna be mad when I call them out on this nonsense. First thing they say, oh, she gonna play the race card now. But no, God. Isn't it them who's playing the race card when they only question one? Isn't it them playing the race card when they constantly think, I need someone from some other jurisdiction in some other state to tell me how to do a job I've been doing almost 30 years?
Now, you even have MSDNC, their analyst, calling for Fannie Willis to step down. Calling it an almost fatal blow, even at fake news CNN.
They're saying there are calls for Fannie Willis, you know, ruling of a gift for Trump and co-defendants and how optics matter. Well, you'd think the affair, as I said earlier in the last hour, the affair was real. That we know. You know, without sufficient evidence, the DA acquired a personal stake in the prosecution or that her financial arrangements had any impact in the case, the defendant's claim of an actual conflict must be denied. And then you go on to this whole appearance of impropriety. It's not an appearance because it actually happened. And then going as far as even saying that the case is tainted and how reasonable people, reasonable questions about whether the DA and her hand-selected lead district attorney testified untruthfully about the timing of their relationship. I guarantee you, if it was a Republican or you had the last name Trump, you probably would be looking at potential perjury charges here. You know, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, here to weigh in on all of this, he's the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. They have been filing amicus briefs in all of these big Supreme Court cases. Probably, I would say they had the defining brief filed in the Colorado case in terms of allowing Donald Trump's name on the ballot. Jay Sekulow is back with us. Also, full disclosure, my personal attorney, which he's very embarrassed by. Sir, welcome back to the program.
And I'm never embarrassed representing you or your family. Just to be clear, I want the record.
Your Honor, I want the record to show. Let's get your take on this. Pretty devastating. And what do you think it means? And where do you think it goes?
Well, look, I mean, let me go back a couple of steps. And, you know, when you look at the 14th Amendment cases, his attempts to take Trump off the ballot, we actually represented the Colorado GOP, so we were a party in that case. It wasn't just a friend of the court brief. It was a merits brief. Look, I think this judge got it wrong. You cannot conclude, and he did say this, he concludes that, and this is the odor of mendacity surrounds this case. That means the odor of false statements, of lying surround this case. Well, then how in the world did you let either one of them stand? How in the world did you let either Willis or Wade maintain their position? So here's the problem. He also finds that the speech that Fannie gave at that church was legally improper. But he still gives her the choice to decide who stays, whether it's her or Wade, and if Wade goes, she gets to prosecute the case. I think this was ridiculous. I think this judge was wrong. I think it was a lack of experience. He's been practicing law about 10 years, and he got it wrong. I mean, I know some pundits, it's bad for Fannie because he makes these findings, but the conclusion of law allows her to proceed, and I think that's really outrageous.
And is there any effort or any possibility of appealing this or taking this to a higher level?
Yeah, so you can file an interlocutory appeal to the Georgia Court of Appeals. It's discretionary. Not likely they will grant it at this stage. So I think that the lawyers are going to have to proceed in this case, recognizing that the Fannie Willis will be the prosecutor and Judge McAfee will be the judge, and maybe his rulings will be better in some of these other issues.
Well, hang on a second. Wouldn't that mean that the boyfriend that spent all this money that she was paying him on their elaborate and extravagant vacations, he gets thrown overboard? You mean she's not going to throw herself overboard?
He gets thrown overboard, and the judge says, you know, there's other forums or sources of authority, such as the General Assembly, the State Ethics Board, the State Bar of Georgia, Fulton County Board of Commissioners, or the voters of Fulton County may offer feedback on any unanswered questions. In other words, what happens to the evidence that Wade collected when he shouldn't have been there? We call it in the law the fruit of the poisonous tree. And you cannot eat the fruit of the poisonous tree. So all of the evidence he gathered should be omitted. The judge really doesn't address that. That'll probably come in a separate motion,
I think. And where would that be filed? You're saying that if they went forward
right there,
it would go right back to that judge.
Yeah, and the judge is up for election. So if he loses, he's not the judge in May.
Well, I mean, this is one thing a lot of people didn't know. Now, they're not partisan elections. You don't run as a Republican or a Democrat. But obviously, this guy has a higher profile than any other judge in this election. So he had the most at stake here. I don't know. I mean, was he threading the needle between perhaps his desire to stay on the bench in this case?
I don't think there's any question.
How could it not be in the back of your mind knowing that you got an election in a couple of months?
Trying to stay on the bench, and he chastises Fawny but doesn't throw off, gives her the option of throwing herself off or Wade. Well, I wonder what she's going to do, right? It's terrible.
Let's look at all the cases now that the president is facing. There seems to be delays here, there, and everywhere. We saw in the New York case, Alvin Bragg said he'd be okay with a 30-day extension before the trial would start. It was supposed to start, I think, next week, actually. And now that's not going to happen. And now it'll go at least another month. And maybe there'll be other motions that are filed that would prevent the start of that case. We're waiting for a lot of things to happen as it relates to the Washington, D.C. case, not the least of which is the Supreme Court has decided to take up the issue of presidential immunity. I know you're going to be filing a brief in that case if you haven't filed it already.
Right.
And then we got the case down in Florida where the judge actually, I thought, brought up some very interesting points yesterday on this particular case, and she questioned why Trump was the only person charged with the handling of classified materials, which I think is material to the case. In other words, do we have equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws?
Yeah, but Sean, she denied the motion to dismiss.
She denied it to dismiss, but what I found interesting in the hearing was, you know, the idea that she brought up, you know, in this case.
Prosecution, right.
Collective prosecution, exactly.
So that can be made in another motion, and there are two other motions pending. So let's go back, Jack. So you got the New York case, the Alvin Bragg case has been postponed for at least 30 days. My feeling is that's going to get postponed a lot longer. I think that's going to go much slower. I don't think they're prepared. They were just handing documents over to the defense lawyers, which was absurd, 2 weeks before trial. It's nonsense. So that case is a very weak case, and everybody acknowledges that that's the weakest case. Jack Smith has got a lot of hurt.
Well, slow down, though. It's a weak case, but it's a weak case brought in a venue that's not friendly towards Donald Trump. We saw that in the civil trial.
Right.
I mean, this judge who's trying to decide a case based on whether or not the Trump organization put forward phony valuations throughout the entire trial stuck to a valuation of Mar-a-Lago that was completely and utterly false. And that Mar-a-Lago was $18 million, and it's not. It was closer to $1 billion.
I think on appeal, that judgment will be cut in half, or maybe even more. The Alvin Bragg case is going to move slow, and there's going to be a lot of hurdles there. Yes, it's not a friendly jurisdiction, but the president's got some very good defenses. As it relates to the Jack Smith case, Jack Smith right now has two major hurdles. First hurdle he has, which will also be heard at the end of April, is that a protester from January 6th challenged the statute, which is two of the charges against President Trump as well, on the obstruction of an act of Congress. Judge Cassis at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia wrote a very good dissent in that case, saying that the statute was being interpreted over broadly. It would impact First Amendment rights, and we filed in that case as well, and I think their court's going to reverse, so two of the four charges go there. Then I think the judge in the case involving the Jack Smith's prosecution on the issue of immunity, if Trump's lawyer, now we're going to argue it this way, representing the parties we are, but if Trump's lawyers go in there with a limited presidential immunity for official acts, I believe he will win. They will reverse the district court. The district court will be reversed on two points. One, that immunity expires the moment the president's out of office. That doesn't even make sense, because then it's not really immunity. Let's think about that for a moment. And then number two, that it includes the outer periphery of official acts. So then there'll be a determination going back to the district court as to were the allegations in the indictment acts that might be deemed official. They involved election integrity. The president is required under the Constitution to faithfully execute, called the Faithful Execution Clause, execute the Constitution of the United States. And he will be able to argue that those were indeed official acts. If they were, he's immune, and that case is over with.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HometitleLock.com. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, we continue now with Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. Okay, now this is very clear. I want people to fully understand. Now, I thought it was a mistake, the argument that was being made by the president's attorneys about absolute immunity. This was the lowercase oral arguments that were being made. And it came up, I believe the hypothetical came from the judge in, or one of the judges in that case, on that case, that, well, does absolute immunity mean that a president could order SEAL Team 6 to kill or assassinate their chief rival and political opponent, which was an obscene and absurd analogy to, on the face of it, but...
Easy question. The lawyer didn't, Judge Sauer didn't use that answer, but the answer would be those would not be deemed official acts, so those would not be within the context of presidential immunity. Now, as it relates to when the president could thus be charged... With that, you have the issue of sitting presidents cannot be charged while in office, so you've got that issue. But that goes to timing of the proceeding. But to say the president wouldn't be liable for that or would be immune forever for prosecution for ordering the assassination of a political opponent would be ridiculous. Of course.
Totally. All right, so let me ask big picture. With what you see going on in New York, D.C., Fulton County, Georgia, Florida, do you see any of these trials before the election?
I, you know, maybe New York. I don't see Eileen Cannon's or the Jack Smith cases in Washington going before. So I think maybe Eileen Cannon, not likely. And I think Bragg, I guess.
Bragg but would likely happen. But, and of all the cases out there, now the previous DA in New York, Cyrus Vance, had passed on prosecuting Donald Trump on that issue.
Jeffy.
And that goes back to 2016. Everybody knew about Stormy Daniels in 2016.
Right. The FEC also passed, so did the Department of Justice.
All right, hang on. We'll hold Jay one quick question on the timing and what we could expect, because we are only 234 days outside of Election Day. Another question for Jay on the other side. We'll come back. We'll continue. Jay Sekulow. He is the Chief Counsel, American Center for Law and Justice. Then we'll get to your calls next half hour as well. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. If you're a homeowner and you're like me, you protect your home. But when's the last time you checked the title of your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners is now showing we have $16 trillion in equity in our homes. That's why you need protection from a scam that the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in all of our homes is the target. Now, sadly, if nobody is watching the title to your home, these scammers, they transfer your title, which is online, to their name. They take out loans and they use the equity in your home, and that's gone for you. Protect the equity in your home from this despicable crime right now. Get their triple lock protection from our friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is verify your home title is still in your name. Sign up with your address. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection is free. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, HomeTitleLock.com. More of the best of the Sean Hannity Show coming up.
Now that we made some money for our sponsors, let's go back to making the liberals crazy. The Handman is back on the radio right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Toll-free number. We'll get to some of your calls this half hour. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to join us. All right, Jay Sekulow has agreed to stay a few moments with us. He is the Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. I don't want to rush through the timeline here, because in 234 days, America, I think, has a tipping point election in front of us. This is a critical moment for the country, in my view. And I don't think I don't think the country can survive four more years of Joe Biden and his insane policies. That's my view. And the issue of these legal cases and legal hurdles that Donald Trump is facing are real. We've got the case in New York, the case in D.C., Fulton County, Georgia, in light of today's news. And then, of course, we have the case down in Florida. Okay, let's walk through the timing of this, what you see coming in each case, starting in New York. We'll work our way down south to Washington, to Georgia, to Florida.
Okay. So in New York, you're on a 30-day delay. So now you're talking mid-April as a start date. Will there be additional delays? My guess is there probably will be. But I think that's the one case that might go to trial before the election. Probably the least consequential and certainly the weakest of the cases. So that's why I think that one plays out. The second case, if we're just going to keep moving south, would be the Jack Smith indictments on January 6th. There are two legal hurdles that Jack Smith is facing in that case. One is the Supreme Court granted certiorari on the immunity issue. The immunity issue is whether a president can be charged with a crime once he leaves office for acts taken while he was president. I think our position is that we're advocating in the Supreme Court is that it's a limited presidential immunity, limited to official acts, but that election integrity would certainly fall within the faithful execution clause of the United States Constitution and thus would be deemed an official act. That would go back down to the district court for hearings and probably appeals from there. So no way Jack Smith's case goes to trial just on that issue. But then complicate it one more. There is a case that they also took, it's going to be argued probably the day before the other one is, where the issue is the interpretation of the interference with Congress. It's Fisher versus the United States. And in that case, Judge Cassis at the D.C. Court of Appeals said that the interpretation that the government was giving to the interference with official acts of Congress was overbroad and violated free speech. Everyone thought the Supreme Court would deny review. They did not. I think that's an indication that they're going to reverse. I think they will reverse on that one as well. That knocks out two of the four counts of the indictment. So there's no way that case is going to trial before the election. Then we got to go to Fulton County. It doesn't go to trial before the election, Sean. There's no way. But it's likely to go to trial at this point. Now, if he wins the presidency, under the case I argued, Vance versus Trump, they're not going to be able to do this while he's a sitting president because that would interfere with his Article II responsibilities. So if he wins, that case likely goes away. Eileen Cannon is a little bit of an unknown in the sense that there was a motion to dismiss yesterday that she denied. There are two others pending. That documents case, I think, would be a very close call whether she'd let that case go, and it probably couldn't go until September, or October, and that is awful close to the election, so I think probably not.
I got the indication that she was almost signaling to the defense. Your real argument here probably is selective prosecution. I got that feeling. Now, yeah. If you go back to the Colorado case, and your brief was spot on in that case, and I felt that the justices, even during oral arguments, had read your brief because a lot of the questions they were asking seemed to come directly out of it, and you did file it before the oral arguments, if I'm not mistaken.
Of course.
And in that case, what was fascinating is I felt for both sides, the Supreme Court justices were actually telling the defense and the prosecution what their argument should be. And it was fascinating to me because neither one wanted to cede any ground and accept that they were giving them the answer that they wanted to hear. I was kind of laughable to me.
Yes. So the question will be there'll be a whole series of pretrial motions. We're nowhere near that phase right now. We had one. So that's why I don't think the case goes before. And she has raised concerns over selective prosecution. President Biden treated one way, President Trump seated somewhere else. And what's interesting about that is Biden had no authority to declassify documents, and President Trump had absolute authority to declassify documents as president. So it's ridiculous. I think it's a two-tiered system of justice, and also the reality is, but that's why I don't think it goes to trial before.
Okay, so that means for Donald Trump, from his perspective, I don't really think the Stormy Daniels case is going to have much impact on people's thinking or voting, considering they've known about it since prior to the 2016 election.
Correct.
So I think it's an old issue, and that would mean that, okay, Donald Trump then has an opportunity or clear path to actually run for president without being distracted and being in a courtroom half the time. All right, Jay, I know you stayed longer than you thought. We appreciate it. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel, American Center for Law and Justice. Sir, thank you. We appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's go to Ohio, the Buckeye State. Let's say hi to Kyle. Kyle, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, Sean. Thank you. It's an honor to be talking to you again. How are you today?
I'm good, sir.
Fantastic. Hey, I'm calling, you know, on Wednesday. I know we were all excited as Republicans jumping up and down after Trump had got those three charges in the 18 total people that were being convicted in Fulton County. Those charges dropped. And usually I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And, you know, I just took a second. I said, you know what? I think this is the bone that the judge is throwing to us Republicans, saying, hey, I'm nonpartisan. I'm up for reelection, like Mr. Sekulow just said. And that's the only bone that we're going to get thrown in this. And I think today's judgment has shown that of, you know, we're not taking them off the case, both of them, as they should be taken off the case. But this is, hey, one or the other, you guys pick, and let's move forward.
Well, I think you're right, and your analysis is pretty much in line with what Jay was arguing here. However, I mean, the fruit of the poisonous tree, all the evidence that was accumulated by this boyfriend of Fannie Willis now would be inadmissible, and that's going to be there's going to be a major hearing on that one issue alone. I think this guy tried to split the baby, if you will, not to use a disparaging term, or just thread the needle, I guess would be a better term. And I just think he came off asinine in his judgment. I think he just was wrong in his conclusion on this. And he's almost kind of acknowledging by doing it that he's wrong, but he did it anyway. And that's the danger of ever being in a judicial system of any kind. You just don't know. There are always other considerations that are on these judges' minds, and you don't know what that is. I think also the fact that he's a fairly new judge contributed to this. I don't think this was a decisive, strong ruling that was based on laws and ethics out of the state of Georgia. I just don't.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, it's just, I think he's just trying to play politics with it. And it's very unfortunate that the rule of law was not at play here. This was just all for his primary and his next election.
Welcome to Joe Biden's America, because we're all living that nightmare right now. Which is the weaponization of justice. And if we don't stop this, you're going to lose your country, because I would not want any Republican to ever weaponize the Justice Department to go after Democrats. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't put up with it. I'd be their fiercest critic. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. You have a great weekend. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More of your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. Look, I want to tell you about our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They manufacture a line of very high quality shotguns, revolvers, and rifles that you're going to be very proud to own. All made in America, all parts and materials from America, but they use old world craftsmanship, and they combine that with cutting edge technology. The result is they deliver reliability, accuracy you can trust in any situation. They're simple to use, whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter. Whether you're a hunter, a sports shooter, maybe you're looking for home defense or business defense, they have over 200 models to choose from. You will find the firearm that's just perfect for you. They have new releases all year round, by the way. You want to go back to their website often. HenryUSA.com. Free catalog, decals, list of dealers. You're going to love this company.
The Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, there's so much happening in our country, from border issues to local crime. It seems to be everywhere. Our friends at Byrna offer a less lethal option so you can protect yourself and be ready for any threat you may have to face. That's Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, Byrna fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. No background checks required, and they can ship it right to your door. Bob Brayton was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside, but luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident, and he used it to backpedal the man outside off his property. Now, the Byrna saved two lives that day. Government agencies, police departments across the country, they are now relying more than ever on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. You can join 500,000 other people that rely on Byrna for protection. Go to their website, check out their videos, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get a 10% discount. That's byrna.com/Hannity. All right, back to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Professor Somebody. Hello, Professor. I can't read the name on my screen.
Hi, Sean. This is Professor Katz. How are you? And hey. God bless you and thank you and Linda for everything that you do. I was really calling about, first of all, Chuck Schumer, you know, and the Democrat Party always talk about with President Trump that democracy is on the ballot when actually if President Trump doesn't get back in, we're going to lose our democracy because they're the ones that are attacking not only our democracy, but our greatest ally, you know, Israel. I mean, for the Senate Majority Leader to get out right after the horrible State of the Union speech and basically repeat the same talking points that President Biden spoke about was just horrendous. He doesn't speak for the Jewish people. He doesn't speak for my mom, who's a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor, or any of my aunts who are Holocaust survivors, or any of the Jewish conservatives that are out there in America. Jay Sekulow represents us. So, when he said that in his speech that he speaks for the majority, no, he does not. He doesn't speak for all of the Christian people and people everywhere of goodwill who support Israel. When he attacked Prime Minister Netanyahu and said that he is the one who's blocking the ceasefire and the peace, no, that would be Hamas. Hamas has turned down every single ceasefire, and even when they had a pause, all they did was still lob missiles in Jerusalem and bombs at checkpoints and attacked now with Hezbollah in the north. And it's his party that supplied the billions of dollars to Iran, that took off the sanctions that President Trump put on, that emboldened Iran to give the money to Hamas, to Hezbollah, and for him to push a two-state solution. What is it going to be? A Hamas-led?
Professor, you're a very smart woman. Let me ask you a question, because I concur completely with your analysis here. And this was political. And, you know, the idea that America does anything short of encouraging, assisting, and helping Israel defeat the terrorists that attacked them on October 7th, to me, is morally repugnant. We didn't expect people to tell us what to do after 9/11. You extrapolate out for population, and as I said many times, it's about 40,000 Americans in a single day that would have died. And now, you're very smart. Why did Chuck do this?
I think he did it to placate the left, because they're...
Ding, 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 ding. There you go. That is to placate the radicals that now run the Democratic Party. That's it. You nailed it. You get an A+. I'm going to give you a gold star, Professor.
Well, it's from listening to people like you, Sean. You know, it rubs off on all of us. But I think that they're so afraid that they're going to lose. They saw how well President Trump did in Michigan and Minnesota and all these states that they supposedly said they won last time around. But, you know, they saw Pennsylvania, and they're just trying to basically, you know, you could even see when Biden was speaking at the State of the Union, he was looking right at the squad. He was aiming his remarks to them. He didn't look like out.
Let me tell you what precipitated this more than anything else. The Michigan primary for Joe Biden, where 18.9% of Democratic voters chose anybody but Joe. That is what this is about. That is pathetic. That is sad. It is everything that is wrong in politics today. I can't say it any better.
And they aren't. Speaker Johnson is trying to get a standalone bill to support, you know, Israel. I mean, we've given billions to Ukraine, and now he's talking about like they always want to do, a package deal where they throw in their other stuff that doesn't need to be in there. And Speaker Johnson said just a standalone bill to Israel. They're fighting on two fronts. How can you say you're an ally when we were hit by 9/11? Israel came here with their ambulances, with their help. Now they need help, and it's like it's words, but actions.
Let me give you how worse it gets, because it was the same Joe Biden that's turned a blind eye and allowed Iran and the mullahs to get rich again by selling oil in spite of the sanctions we put on them. It was Joe Biden that was going to pay $6 billion in exchange for hostages as ransom. It was Joe Biden that granted a sanctions waiver for $10 billion in payments by Iraq. Joe Biden Now what they're trying to do is interfere in Israel's elections. And in the middle of a war, what they want Bibi Netanyahu, who's out trying to win the war and protect Israel for in perpetuity, and tell him how to run his war. It's disgusting. The whole thing is repulsive. Every American should be outraged.
And President Trump should make that distinction. When he gets out there at his next rally, it's never been so clear about everything that he did on behalf of the state of Israel, on behalf of people of not just the Jewish people, of all religions. Christianity is under attack. We're all under attack. And President Trump put in executive orders and laws to protect.
Donald Trump said to Israel, go win your war. That's what he said. That was the right message. And what we're doing here is you got the radicals that have taken over the Democratic Party, the squad, etc., and all the pressure that they've been using. Now you got Chuck Schumer. You know, it's repulsive. And they don't understand the nature of evil in our time. It's too bad. It's inexcusable. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that. Free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Now, Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone, and start saving on wireless today. Again, from your phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.